I think that Zimbabwe has a heavy burden to carry forward into the future, so I have chosen a story that I hope shows us a bit of our possible new futures. It's Snowflakes in Winter by Rumbi Katsedza. It's a story of our diaspora. The action takes place in London, and we see a group of Zimbabweans somehow holding it together in the alienating affluence of the UK, riven by the differences arising from their different ways of coping with change. Some have chosen to disregard the traditions they grew up with, others try to preserve them. Tendai, the main character, is like many male Zimbabwean firstborns, weighed down by the responsibility this brings. Baba Mukuru, the real elder of the family, fails to show up for Tendai's younger brother's marriage ceremony. Tendai is clearly unhappy with his brother's choice of wife, but determined that the proper things should be done. A real split seems inevitable when one side decides to go ahead with the ceremony while Tendai goes out to find out what has happened to his Baba Mukuru. The tensions between the brothers become clear in the ensuing altercation, during which Tendai's knee-jerk antipathy towards women is also exposed. Tendai walks out, a failure, after 10 disappointing years in the cold and grey of England. Falling snow taunts him with the hope and security he felt when he first arrived. Then, just when everything looks lost, the bus he has boarded stops again. His brother Sam has belatedly realised that family matters most after all. The story is well crafted, the action only as long as a football match, but in that time we have a pretty clear idea of the main characters, their motivations and their pasts. The intervening 10 years of Tendai's life is encapsulated in the image of a falling snowflake captured on his tongue. I see Zimbabwe's future in this story because it affirms the importance of family while at the same time showing that tradition is an adaptable thing. But more importantly, the story gently challenges the traditional gender dynamic. I hope that when the diasporans return, they will bring a greater appreciation of gender equality with them.